take a deep breath. Feel the breath move through your nose, into your body, down into your belly, and out through your feet. Take another deep, conscious breath. Breathing in the life force energy. In through the nose. Feel it fill up your chest and heart center. Expanding your tummy, taking the energy down through your legs, releasing through the feet. Keep breathing. Bringing your awareness to this now moment with the breath. Just allow any thoughts. Don't worry about them, they'll be there. Just keep focusing on the breath. Keep the breath going, gently breathing into this safe space. Slowly and gently, you can open up to feeling connected again. So simple. It was right under your nose. Here is where you can connect with the soul. When you open up to the present moment, this now moment. Bring all your consciousness into this now moment. This is where you can open up to the energies that support you. Reconnect with your own divinity, your soul. The soul is the part of you that is unbroken. It's untouched by human experience. It cannot be manipulated or controlled. Nothing has been hidden from you. There is no seeking required. The soul is accessed through your state of consciousness. Here is where you can connect back to your soul. The soul doesn't care what you do. It just loves you unconditionally. It was here all along. It never left. It was waiting for you to open up to it again. Because you got disconnected from it. The soul is you. It's part of the self. The self was meant to be a gift for you alone. It belongs to you. But something happened. Somewhere you lost this connection to the soul. It was early on, when you came into the world as a child. You were innocent and sensitive and new. You absorbed what was going on around you like a sponge. And you took on the emotional energies of others as if they belonged to you. Perhaps others were stressed, angry, or depressed. Perhaps you felt unwelcomed. Perhaps no one noticed you or cared enough. Perhaps there was a lack of emotional attunement. It led to the first wound, the root wound, which is separation. This feeling of disconnection has been with you ever since. A feeling like you would never know home again. Like you would never feel the love and unconditional acceptance again. This separation was the first illusion, part of a grand misperception. The grand misunderstanding. The illusion of separation, the source of so much pain, isolation and suffering. But through repeated reprogramming, you can access this love again. Your soul has always been here. It is pristine, beautiful, and untouched by any of your human experiences. Release this belief in separation. You are never alone. You never were disconnected. Feeling connected is a state of consciousness that can be chosen when you remember. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and gently release this old belief in separation. Let yourself open up to the love of your soul again. Allow yourself to remember you came from oneness. It has just been hidden. Gently, gracefully, open up now to your soul again. You are never alone. Let home come to you. Let the love of your soul be in your life again. Perhaps with a tear in your eye and the love in your heart. Release the belief you're isolated and alone. And remember, there is no separation between you and your soul. The next wound resulting from this belief in separation was when you found yourself in this suffering, the isolation and loneliness, created a new belief, a new grand misunderstanding. The idea that you must have done something wrong. You mistakenly thought it must be your fault. You must be flawed, defective, or wrong. You must have done something unholy, something unsacred. This is when the shame and the self-loathing started, and you started to doubt yourself. This belief system would have been reinforced by the behavior of teachers, parents, spiritual and religious leaders, and organizations, who caused you to doubt and loathe yourself even more. Perhaps you witnessed or experienced violence. Perhaps you were humiliated or shunned at school. Maybe there was inappropriate touching. All this caused you to run from yourself, to blame and find fault with yourself. The self, you, was meant as a gift, but you closed up and limited it. Put yourself down with beliefs that you weren't worthy. Yourself to release the belief in being defective. Nothing was your fault. There is no need for forgiveness because you did nothing wrong. There is no fall from grace with your soul. This belief you are shameful and guilty has stopped you seeing who you really are. And this has made you feel less than whole. Allow yourself to release the belief in guilt and loathing of the self. As you release this belief, feel the love of spirit and compassion for everything you have ever done, or thought, or felt. And as you feel this true and pure love, rejoice in the freedom from feeling defective, shameful, and guilty. When love and self-acceptance return, you open up to a life of freedom and joy. When you feel you can support yourself again, the joy and the energy in the body begins to flow again. When you feel worthy and enough, you have nothing to prove to anyone. When you feel worthy and enough, how other people see you becomes irrelevant. When you feel worthy and enough, abundance and health naturally begin to flow to you. The anxiety and the depression begins to melt away. You can slow down and enjoy life again. There is no fear of failure. Through the eyes of self-love, the whole world changes. You begin to soften, become more authentic, honest, and transparent. You no longer find fault with your body, your shape, or weight, or how you are aging. When you feel self-love, you have resilience to setbacks. An end of a relationship doesn't mean you are unlovable. The failure of a project doesn't mean you are a failure. When you feel self-love and worthy, you don't perceive a health issue as something you deserved for punishment. When you learn to love the self, you begin to experience harmony and a felt sense of peace. Sleep improves, energy improves, feelings of well-being increase. You begin to feel compassion for the innocent virgin being you were born as. When we learn to believe that we are enough, we connect to the divine self, and we know in every ounce of our being that we are enough. You are always enough. You are enough. You will always be enough. You are good enough. You are good. You are lovable. You have always been truly lovable. You deserve health. You deserve safety. You deserve joy. You deserve love. You are love. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this meditation, go to www.nikigratrix.com for more products and information. Take care for now.